Are you a pastor or leader who wants to make a difference? Are you willing to commit to the long term in your ministry? Come along on a journey of endurance with Alan and Trent. Welcome to Endure, building churches and leaders that last.
Well, we want to welcome you back to the Enduring Churches podcast with Alan and Trent, and we are so glad to be here with you today. We have been long-term friends. We have a lot of ministry experience between us, and so we hope that in our discussion today, because we're going to talk about a very sensitive subject today, I hope that you will find some encouragement and strength for your journey today. So, Trent, I have a question for you today. Have you
ever felt like
throwing in the towel?
This week? Yeah. There's lots of times, right? Both of us, we've talked about this, that there are times we just want to say, I quit, you know, but there's good times, and it's not always that way, but there are tough seasons. And today we want to help you talk about that. How do you deal with those? Because we want you to endure.
Right. And for me, you know, it's like that every day you kind of have a one down day, and you can probably survive one down day. But it's when that one day becomes 1 week, and then it becomes 1 month. It might even become 1 year. And we have seen so many people, friends, acquaintances who have started this journey in ministry, expecting to kind of go the distance. And they hit these rough patches and they decide it's just not worth it. And they walk away. And our hope for you who are listening today is that you don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to give up, and you don't have to give in. And maybe you've already been through that in your life. Well, I want you to know God can also redeem your time, and he can put you back in favor in ministry, and you can endure. It's not always going to be easy, but you can certainly endure.
Absolutely. And so today we're going to walk with you through some types of rough seasons, maybe to help you identify those, to help you understand what's really going on. Why am I feeling like this? What's happening in my life that is causing me to struggle? And so we're going to walk through these, and then Alan's going to help us to see how to respond to those. But so let's start off talking about identifying these types of seasons. First of all, is it your own spiritual condition? I know if we're getting to where we're not spending time with God, we're not taking time in prayer, that can really affect us. And we're supposed to be leading other people toward God. We need to make sure we're doing that.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I remember, and it was a powerful moment for me, is I remember the late Calvin Miller, when he was one of my professors at seminary, talked about a crisis of belief that he had as a young pastor. And it was during one of those times where he had to do a couple of unexpected funerals. And as he's walking through this, he says he remembered leaving the church, asking God, God, are you even there? Why should I even believe in you? Because he was having his own spiritual crisis because of this kind of rash of funerals he had had and the experience he had had in that moment. And it was out of that moment that God really birthed in him a sense of what it truly meant to be a pastor, and what it meant to hurt with people who are hurting, and to make himself vulnerable so that God could do something in his life. And I think that if we don't take care of our own spiritual condition, and recognize that God's going to refine us. And part of that refining process is painful. And so we've got to kind of open ourselves up to that and ask ourselves, well, God, is this something that you're trying to teach me and show me and get me to a point of absolute reliance on you in this time?
That's for sure. As you're saying that, I'm thinking, man, you know, as pastors, we're not immune to not taking time, you know, giving excuses. We're not immune to tough things. And part of that is not spending time with God. He is our source, and we need to make sure and spend time with him. So the second possibility, a type of rough season, could be caused by conflict. So is it conflict?
You'd never have conflict in your church, would you, Trent?
No, never. I will tell you that when we moved to Comanche the first 2 or 3 years, I questioned God, did I miss you in this? Because it was filled with conflict, and it was very hard. And so, yeah, it can be it can eat us away, man. It just, when there's, it seems like it's coming from all different directions and we're getting stretched and we're constantly dwelling on the things that people are saying to us. Gets to be like a rubber band, right, Alan? We just get stretched.
It's such a great example. When you stretch that rubber band, at some point in time, you can stretch it and stretch it and stretch it, but it's going to break at some point in time. And when it breaks, it's pretty ugly. And conflict is just a reality. And one of the things we'll do is with our show notes today, we're going to put a couple of resources that we each like on how you can deal with conflict, because there's some good helps out there on dealing with conflict. But you've got to know going into ministry that conflict is just a reality that you're going to face from time to time. And it's through conflict, though, that sometimes some great things come out of that.
Right. And if we're wise, we will look at those times of conflict and not just get mad, but take a look at it and say, hey, is this true? Is this something I need to work on? The next thing is frustration. Just general frustration is not always tied to conflict, right? But it's maybe frustration with plans that you had that are not working out, struggles that you have, finances even, those can cause frustration. How about you, Alan? Do you deal with frustration in life?
That's probably, if I were doing a top 10 list of things that just really kind of get to me, frustration is one of those things. When I see people who you're communicating and you're speaking truth and you hear, I want to go with God. I want to go one step further with God. And then you see no evidence of that in their lives. It just can get frustrating. Or, you put everything into something and people don't follow. So whenever you get frustrated, it can just kind of put you into a mental funk that you don't like. And you can kind of sit there and you can kind of get self-loathing or mopey or any of those kinds of things. And it reminds me of Elijah. And the good news is the Bible clearly tells us that there are people who've experienced what we're experiencing, because Elijah felt the highs of ministry. And right after the highs, there came the low of one person kind of ruining his whole sense of purpose. And, we find him frustrated in a mountain, and yet God still ministered to him in that time.
And I think a lot of that time with Elijah was, just exhaustion. He had been through a whole lot, and what you said, he outran a chariot, and so he's just exhausted when he comes to the end of that time. And I think as pastors and leaders, we're going to get to those points where we're just exhausted. And so that kind of leads to the next thing. Is it emotion related? Is that rough time, is it related to our emotions? And some of that comes from exhaustion. We don't always think right. It's like the Snickers commercial, Alan. You're not yourself when you haven't eaten or you haven't rested. And
I'd be afraid of who I would turn into.
Yeah, man. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, there was a couple of years ago where Dana and I were just going through some frustration with our finances. We were trying to be givers and giving above our tithes and all that, but it just kept, things weren't working out right. And it was causing us to be in kind of struggling with our finances. And I was angry with God at that time. And that was the frustration that was building up. And I tell you, God's big enough to handle that, though. He can handle those things. And we can have those frank discussions with him. Say, hey, I'm upset with you, God. This is not working out according to the plan.
That was perfect. I think, we've got to deal with the emotions. We've got to be upfront with them.
Well, the next thing that we have on there is that there are certain times of year, Alan, we've talked about this, that cause us to struggle as well.
Yeah, so we'll just have those. It may be for you and I have talked about how Christmas just wears us out, and we come into January tired, and where it's a new start, a fresh start, and yet I very rarely feel fresh when January comes around. And so for people, it may be a season. Maybe it's during the time of graduation when you're going to all these graduation events, or it could be summertime because church attendance drops. But there are just certain times of the year where you've got to know that, okay, this is a time of year I just don't feel as good as I do at other times of year.
Yeah. And one of those things I noticed, there are times when allergies really are kicking my tail. And it's hard to be on top of my game when you feel like crud, right? That could be part of it.
And there's one other one. And when we first wrote this down, we didn't even think about this, but this is so important, is to just think also about not only certain times, but family matters can certainly affect us. And you experienced that in the last year.
A little over a year ago, my wife was in ICU for a month and she had a brain aneurysm. And it was just, it just drains you. You know, you're just emotionally spent because you're just worried. And thank God I had a lot of great friends and church family and my family that wrapped their arms around us. But, you know, afterwards, it took a while for me to kind of get back in my game when it came to church work and preaching, especially. I was just emotionally spent. And so if you go through those tough times with family issues, I've known friends that maybe they're dealing with a child that's rebelling or running away or whatever, finances, all those things that we just mentioned, those can really take a toll on you.
So that leads us to the question, well, how do we respond? How do we respond in a positive way when we come to these moments in time where we just don't feel it? We don't want to do it. We don't want to be there. How do we deal with that? And the most important thing we can do is spend time in the Word and in prayer.
You know what? We are leaky vessels, right? We're cracked pots, and I've been called a lot worse. But anyway, that we have to recognize that we need that constant filling. And so that comes from, man, every morning I got to get up and I got to spend time with God. I've got to spend time in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to fill me up and empower me.
We won't get far without maintaining our own spiritual disciplines in the process. And the second thing is, I like to call this to develop a healthy stubbornness. And what I mean by a healthy stubbornness is that's really that intentional plan in your mind that, okay, I'm going to have hard times and I'm going to make it through them. I'm not going to give up or give in or give out during this. I know that it's coming and I can endure it. And so, you know, we have a cross country course that we run with my high school cross country team on our school grounds. And we have got one of the most challenging courses in the state of Colorado because of the amount of hills that we have on it. And so you come through right as you finish your second mile, you've got this 400 meter stretch where you're going almost completely uphill. Well, you know, we're fortunate because we get to practice on that. And so my team always knows it's coming, but I always love the first response of teams who are seeing that course for the very first time. And they're like, we'll never get through this. Well, you've already lost the race as soon as that happens in your mind. And that's the same. You've got to have a healthy stubbornness.
Right. You got to choose to overcome. And sometimes that's all it is, right? You don't have anything but a choice. And it's like, okay, God, I got nothing in the tank, but I'm going to choose to hang in there, to keep going, hang in there like a hare in a biscuit, man. All right. And so the next thing that we've got written down here is, and I got to tell you, this is kind of an aside. Alan and I, we make notes so we can talk through this, but we have been trying to record this. This is our third time to record this topic, and it seems like the enemy is trying to keep us from sharing this encouragement to you guys. So we want you to hang in there and not make rash decisions, right? Don't walk away from your ministry on Monday. Give it some time.
Right. You know, if writing helps you out, then write something down, journal, do something. But don't make big decisions. And if you're in the middle of conflict, I know that's a time where people, well, I'm just going to walk away from this conflict and this and that. You know, don't, because it is oftentimes enduring the conflict. That's what gets you to the pearls. And you have got to be willing to hang in there. So don't make rash decisions. Give it time. What seems like a mountain today, once you get on the other side of it, oftentimes you see, that really wasn't so bad.
And just like you were describing that hill in the cross country course, you know, once you get to the top, man, the view is amazing, I bet.
It is a really nice view, and you get to see, hey, I get to go downhill now. So yeah. That's how it works. So if you feel like you've got to make a rash decision, maybe one of the things you'd want to do is kind of that next thing. And that's get away and go do something you enjoy. And I mean something you really enjoy that is maybe not even, that's not even church related. Just go do something fun.
Well, Alan, so what are things that you do that you enjoy that are not at church related?
Well, a lot of the times, you know, I get a lot of joy out of coaching my cross country team. But one of the things that I've taken on in the last year is my associate pastor and my assistant coach are both about the same age, and they're into disc golf. And so these guys like to take me out to play disc golf so they can compete against each other and then thoroughly beat me.
Well, that to me, that I'm not into disc golf. I have played it with my son when he was in college, and yeah, it's a challenge. But I do like regular golf. My wife and I, we buy a package every year that makes us go to all these different courses and causes us to have some time just with each other out in the open and just enjoying life. And then, you know, we go out to a lake or something local and just enjoy that. So we want to encourage you to do that because that gives you a little better perspective, doesn't it, Alan, to just be away from everything for a while?
Getting away is essential to your sanity in ministry. If you don't get away, people are going to want you to get away. So you might as well take advantage of the opportunities. Too many of us in ministry sometimes get the idea that the world's going to fall apart if we're gone for a day or for a few hours, and it's not. You know, there's going to be the moments where certain things happen. But you've got to protect yourself, protect your family, and get away, because you will be better for it. And the last thing that we want to just mention as a possibility is there are certain times that you need to seek some kind of outside help. Now, what kind of help might we find on the outside, Trent?
Well, my wife Dana is a counselor, and she has shown me that as pastors, we need to talk to a counselor. You know, we need to be able to go and have some professional help. And it's not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. And we need to show that to our folks too in church, that going to see a counselor is a healthy thing. And I would encourage you to do that, or get together with a group of pastors that you trust and you can just talk through these things.
And there are so many ways to connect. That's one of the great things about, you know, social media and podcasts. I mean, there's a lot of negatives, but the positives are we are more connected than we've ever been before. And there are certainly ways to connect. And so one of the things you can do is you could even reach out to us. We'd love to connect with you and come alongside you and help you in any way possible. And I do just want to say, if your church is enduring a rough season and you don't know what to do, maybe some outside eyes might be helpful. And so, you know, we would love to come alongside if we can help consult your church in some way. We have some resources where we can do a general church consultation and give you a lot of feedback about your church and maybe help you endure this season. And on the other side of that, come out in a lot better shape than you've been in the past.
Absolutely. We want to not only provide this podcast, but we want to help you and your church to overcome, to endure.
So we have written down a lot of things for you today. First of all, you need to identify what's going on in your life and in your ministry. We've also given you some tools, some ways to respond to these hard seasons, these challenging seasons that you're going to face. And if you go to our website at enduringchurches.com, you can download some show notes, and we will have some of these thoughts on there, as well as a few resources that we think might be beneficial for you to read or to reach out to in the process. So we want to thank you for joining us today. And so next time we get together, we need to know how to endure a rough season. What do you think we're going to talk about next time, Trent?
Well, I think that there are also times that are positive, and we need to know how to respond to that as well.
Imagine that. So how to endure a rough season to how to endure a season of success. Well, I hope you'll join us next week. Thanks for being here with us today.
Thank you for spending time with Trent and Alan today. Please share your email with us at enduringchurches.com so we can let you know about our next podcast. Trent and Alan are also available to consult with you and your church. If you have found this podcast helpful, please let your friends know. Remember, churches and leaders that endure have eternal impact.